fucking truly, man. Cheers. Luckily, I love watermelon. Luckily. Welcome back to another episode of Your Fucking Hands Empty. I'm here. I'm queer, baby. Let's go. So, today's episode, we're gonna... It's not new. Well, Truly's new. I haven't drank fucking Truly. And I kind of don't want to, but that's the whole point of the show, baby. We back. We drinking fucking Truly's. These bitches will fuck you up. It says natural flavors. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I believe you. Calories 100. Probably double that. What else? What else? What else? What else? Total grams of sugar. Zero. Go fuck yourself. You're lying. Gluten-free? Probably not. Oh, wait. 1 gram of sugar. Yeah, I'm sure. But, gonna drink a fucking Truly. You know, it is what it is. Gonna drink a Truly. And I also have a Busch Light. Because I don't have enough Trulys to have to make an episode. So I got a Busch Light. And I gotta make a little ball trip. My whole point is I want to prove that just because you make shit, you can have a great night. And I'm already had drank a Modelo earlier. And that's terrible. It wasn't bad, but it was better than Corona. I'm going to drink a Truly. I'm going to mix it with Busch Light and a Michelob Ultra. You know what I'm saying? Mostly because... people be like, oh, I'm only going to drink this tonight. And that's it. If I start drinking something else, it'll fucking kill me. No, it's not. You might get a little woozy. You might a little stomachache. You might have to take a fat shit. But so be it. So be it. Just let it happen. You know? But this is episode 66. And going smooth, baby. Going smooth. And if you haven't already, go watch all my fucking tortilla videos, because I missed the tortilla. Made the tortilla in the building. Ooh, 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 ooh. That sounded racist as fuck. But it is what it is. Nah, man. Nah. Couple things I want to talk about today. I don't know if I want to save what I really want to talk about. We're going to see how this episode goes. If it goes smooth, I might say it. If it doesn't, then we'll see what happens. But let's start this off by saying... if you hear a truck outside, nobody just sits there with their truck on like that. Nobody. Like, fucking go somewhere, dude. You have nothing else better to do? Or turn it off. You're wasting gas. Gas is expensive, you know? Just fucking go home. Or if that is your house, turn your fucking truck off. Jesus. No, just sit there. Like you got a big dick or something. If I go walk across the street and tell him drop his pants... they're gonna be a little fucking pepper. Pop out his pants. A little pepper. Fucking asshole. Cunt fuck bitch. I have a very strange choice of words. Some people love it. Some people are like, whoa, what the fuck's going on with this guy? He didn't leave. I thought he was leaving, but he didn't. What the fuck? These fucking mics are sensitive, dude. But yeah. Let's see. There it is. What's up, baby? There it is. Oh yeah.
I just always thought I had to fucking turn it up because it's 7. Like that. Oh, I just learned something. Live on camera, I just learned something. Keep the fucking mic low and it won't pick up. Wow. Holy shit. And I thought I needed like an expensive fucking... Damn, this is crazy. I just fucking learned something. But I also can't see nothing like that. It's a whole different world when you got technical shit to worry about. Like having this and having the fucking tortilla shit. This is more complex because this is an hour long. It has to be perfect. Well, everything has to be perfect. But this is more because you never know what can happen in an hour. Especially if you were talking to some dumb fuck like Johnny or Kenny or some shit, you know? They might say some dumb shit and I gotta fucking... And then about halfway through the episode, I'm already drunk. So I have to go back and remember when he said it. I gotta watch the whole thing all over again. Cunts. Now he wants to blur music. How much you wanna bet he's Spanish? How much you wanna fucking bet he's Spanish, dude? Bitch cunt. So they have 2 episodes left of House of Dragon and 2 episodes left of She-Hulk. Most people don't like some. I was talking to somebody last night. They said they don't like She-Hulk. It was like, it's fucking stupid. I'm like, no, they was like, it's political. I'm like, yeah, it is. But if you look at stuff beyond that, I think it's a solid show. Solid. I think they're leaning towards more adultery shit as they should been done. Like the corniness that was in Thor. Oh my God. I even though I liked it, I like it as a movie. The corniness was like, whoa, dude, like, what the fuck? Man. They're like, even in that one, they showed the dude, Gore, stab or cut off his head. Yeah. In Disney. I really hope, and this might be it's a theory of mine, but I think they're moving it towards so they can bring Deadpool in. Because if you want to, so they have 2 Deadpool movies already, and Deadpool is a fucking psychopath. And everything, he talks like me. He fucking curses in every sentence he says. So it's like, that motherfucker needs to let loose for it to be a kind of a good movie. That's the whole point of Deadpool, is he's funny because of the way he talks and the way he acts. If he can't be like that, if he can't say fuck, it's not going to be the same. So I think they're making all these shows because, like, She-Hulk's talking about fucking and sex and breaking virginity and all that. And that's new, kind of new. But, yeah, I think they're leaning towards that just for Deadpool. Just so Ryan Reynolds can let loose and do what he really does. But overall, I think it's... I mean, it's not the best, you know, like I talked about it before. They have to start all over again, you know? Everything's not going to be in-game, which is a bunch of fucking bullshit. It is, like, stop bitching. Just enjoy it. But, what was I saying? She-Hulk. I'm telling you, this dude right here is pissing me off. But, 2 more episodes left. Daredevil still hasn't shown up. We're gonna talk a little about Daredevil after. But he still hasn't shown up. But they showed him in the fucking 5th episode. They showed his costume in the 5th episode. My coworker watched it already, the newest episode, and said it's fire. I haven't watched it yet. But he said it's fucking awesome. And if this episode is going to be awesome, And Daredevil still hasn't entered. The next two are going to be straight heat, son. Heat. Because you know why?
Marvel don't fuck around.
That's one thing Marvel don't do, is they don't fuck around anything. As they should. All that fucking money. Oh, now he's gonna blare it. He's gonna fucking blare it, huh? Dude, I really apologize. There's nothing I can do. I don't have my studio yet. I plan on it. But I think the last episode is going to be non-stop fucking insanity. Like, Bruce Banner is going to come in. Fucking Daredevil is going to come in. Somebody else is going to show up too, but I don't know who, because in the trailer they showed somebody flying. The only one I can think of that's flying is Rhodey. Which is logical, because he is in L.A., and that's where, I mean, the TV show's in L.A., and that's where, I guess, Rhodey lives, kind of. Oh, wow. We gotta speed this up, because my shit's gonna get cold. I mean, hot. And if it gets hot, I'm gonna get pissed off. So I'm going to kill the rest of this. Truly. It wasn't that bad, but I can't drink y'all tonight. I really can't. I will probably shit myself or just puke like a motherfucker. Ah. Yes, I'm drinking Ultra. Ooh, we could. I think. Let's switch this topic up to more sick shit. I think the director for the new Dahmer series is kind of like me. Like the cap clicking shit. Oh, cheers, by the way. That's so weird, dude, going from truly a sweet fucking seltzer to this shit, to beer. It's hilarious. Makes no sense, but it works. But the new series, Netflix series on Dahmer is insane. Really insane. I like how Netflix is like, here's all this money. Fucking do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. You know? Just do it. They truly don't give a fuck. Because it's insane. This motherfucker was insane. Starts off with him with a bunch of fucking black dudes Mandingo partying that motherfucker. Just a white dude with glasses with blonde hair just getting railed. Or just, that's what I see in my head. When I see one white dude surrounded by black dudes, I just think Mandingo Party. He stands there right there and he goes, big dicks, line it up. Dude, it's hilarious, but he has this thing for, it's mostly black dudes, gay black dudes, and he's gay. Jeffrey Dahmer's gay. He's sweet. I call it sweet. And he fucking, Clegane, sit. sit. Clegane, sit. Good boy. Good boy. So, dude opened the fucking door in the room. Fucking 100-pound Rottweiler opened the door. If you can... Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Go to sleep. Dude, if y'all could see this motherfucker. You know what? I'll bring him up here. I'll bring him. Hopefully he doesn't fucking unplug anything. Gents, I'm back. So let's talk about Dahmer. They just don't give a fuck. He's literally like, this shit is gonna fuck Evan Peters up. This is what happens though with Hollywood and shit, right? They really don't give a fuck. And, I mean, he's going to make bank. He probably made bank already. Because it's probably number one on Netflix. I haven't looked up yet. It's probably number one. Because it's fucking crazy. And they touched a lot on his dad. And his mom. About leaving. Because that's like his main thing. Of why he clicks out. He's literally. He's a weird fuck. He drugs people and shit. But he also doesn't get that. Compulsion. Until. The night's over. They fucking lay down whatever. Because he literally just pay. He drugs dudes. Pays them. Just to lay down with him. Just so he can cuddle with him. Because he just wants that companionship, you know? And I'm not defending him at all assets. Not at all. But. Because he's a sick fuck. Nobody's supposed to eat. If you're going to eat something, eat an ass. You know what I'm saying? Don't eat a fucking finger or a head or a skin. Don't do that. Just eat ass. Just eat a fucking pussy. You know? You can even eat the fucking... what can you eat? Eat a nose. Nobody likes a nose. Nobody gives a fuck. This bitch big. Somebody, he would have a day eating this fucking nose. But, I think, he just wanted companionship. You know, his dad kept leaving him. And his mom just dipped the fuck out. Left him at home since at like 17 years old. Just left. His dad shows up 3 months later. And was like, dude, the house is a fucking mess. What happened? What did your mom been cooking you? He was like, well, she left. His dad pauses and goes, what do you mean she left? And he goes... She left like 3 months ago. And he fucking freaks out. But bitch, you the one that fucking left him before her. He just said, I'm out. I can't deal with this stupid cunt anymore. But look what you did. You hypocrite. And like, he probably was born that way. I agree. He probably was born that way. But they played a big role in it. Because they just kept leaving the kid, you know? Mind works in mysterious ways. Tell you that. And that was when he killed his first victim was in that house before his dad got there. And he tried to tell people. He literally tried to tell people. But they wouldn't listen. They would not listen. And over, I think it was 30 people something was killed. It'd be like that, dude. It'd be like that. Actually, don't be like that. Don't be like that at all. Fuck that shit. But Netflix, I think it's only 6 episodes. That's how they're doing everything. 6 episodes, every episode an hour, you know? Which is kind of like little movies. Little 6 movies. 6 hours is a lot. A lot of content. And they touch on a lot of shit. Like when they arrested him, they fucking found buku bodies. You know, they don't hold nothing back either. Nothing. And the fucking lady. The lady next door probably called the cops 100 times about him before he got caught. They show that part in the series too, about how many times she called. They even put a real 911 call about that. And it was actually crazy to hear. See, me, I thought this shit happened like in the 60s or something. No, this shit's, it's kind of fucking, it's early. It's not, what's the word? It's recent. Fucking 1991 he got arrested. 91? Holy fuck. That's not that long ago. Not that long. And he got killed in the 2000 something in jail, which I'm going to search that up. I want to know what happened. Like, fuck, dude. So the next episode, I'm going to talk about that because I'm going to look it up. See how he got killed. Chill out, buddy. Hey. Chill out. Come here. Come here. Come on. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Clegane. Come on. It's okay. Come here. Come here. Big boy. Big boy. Hey. Sit. Sit. Hey. What are you doing? Okay, let me put this on. Say hi to the camera. Hey, say cheese. Ass, bookmark that. Thumbnail that shit. Hey, you want some beer? You want some beer? Want some beer? Want some beer? Want some beer? You just like, you motherfucker. You just like your papa, huh? Okay, chill. Chill, chill. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, chill. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Clegane is here. Okay, dude. Okay. Fucking. Dude, I have a lot of really fucking change. He's a big motherfucker. He's only bigger. He's only 9 months. At 100 pounds. He's 100 pounds at 9 months. Like, dude. That's fucking crazy. You probably can't even see his black ass. He's just chilling. He's cool. He's cool and... They really do get a bad rap, and I understand it, but I don't, you know, because it's like, yo, people use them as animals, literally for one purpose and one purpose, and to kill. To kill and fight. Stop. Hey. Stop. Leave it. And it's not cool. Because he does get a bad rap. I was talking to my coworker about that I had a Rottweiler, and he goes, we're talking about dogs. He goes, yeah, if a Rottweiler would be in the dog park while my dog over there, I would get up and leave. Come here. Come here. Hey. Good boy. Good boy. You wanna lay down, Papa? But what I'm saying is, he said he would leave. And I'm like, even though my dog is, like, this dude's so fucking sweet, you know, it makes no sense. He just loves fucking people. That's my only worry is if somebody does try to break in the house, he'll fucking, I don't know what he's gonna do. I might have to test it out. You know? Because I really want him to be protective as fuck, but I don't want to be an asshole aggressive, you know? Because when we will need him one day. Something will happen. And I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be fucking ready. But I need him to be ready too. Because that's going to be a big part of everything. Just chill with me right here, dude. Chill with me. Chill with your papa. You interrupted my episode, so you're going to fucking sit here. I'm just focusing on keeping him calm. Because the excitement is insane. Yes. Bless you. No biting. Bless you. But it's exciting. Like, he's only 9 months. He's still a puppy. But his excitement, dude, is sometimes not controllable. Like, dude, just relax. It's okay. It's okay. But for never having... I've had dogs my whole life, but this is actually my first dog that I started training with, lived with, did everything for him. And having a Rottweiler as your first fucking real dog. Woo, woo, that motherfucker is work. It's your boy. Huh? It's your boy. Yeah, I can cue for the camera. You being cute for the camera? Dude, if you don't have a dog, get a dog. It's literally like a child. 100% like a child. A child that just don't give a fuck. Because, you know, you grow up, you start giving a fuck around like 17. 17, something like that. You really start giving a fuck. These dogs just don't give a fuck. Cause if they don't know, they don't know. They're just gonna do what they do. But if they do know, if they do know right from wrong, they're gonna do the right things. And sometimes they're gonna do the wrong things. You gotta show them. You gotta show them. It's magic. It's magical. Teaching dogs right from wrong. Having a fucking good dog that loves you, that is excited every time you walk through the door. You can be gone for an hour. You can be gone for 10 days. And he's going to be excited. He's going to be excited no matter what. And that's how they are. I love that shit. So if you don't have a dog, get a dog. Just don't get a Rottweiler yet. If you never had a dog, don't get a Rottweiler yet. I don't advise it. They're the best, but if you, I tell you what, you got money and you want a dog, get a Rottweiler. And guess what? Get that motherfucker trained to be a bad motherfucker. Like, that's what we're going to do. Don't fall. That's what we're going to do when we got money, but we ain't got no money for that right now. That'd be handy. Because they dig deep in the dog's life. Like, they turn him into a fucking bad motherfucker. Leave it. Leave it. You're like, so I bought a prong collar. If y'all don't know what a prong collar is, it's a collar, it's a chain collar, and it goes around our neck, and it's got to be tight, and it's got little prongs built in it, and it goes around our neck, and it's to signify it doesn't hurt them. If you pull on it, it yelp, it doesn't, and they yelp, they don't hurt. It's to signify mom's teeth. It's to signify mom's teeth. It's not meant to hurt. It helps them. Like, it literally helps them. Because the more they know what not to do, the better the dogs they are. It's to signify mama's teeth. And it literally helps you train. It makes training not easier, but it's very helpful. Because it's very helpful for walking dogs. Like, this dude, what is it, four corrections. Four little tugs with the prong collar. Come here. Four little tugs. And he fucking walks my hip. Like nothing. Like nothing. That shit works, dude. It was awesome. But it just lets him know, hey, I don't want you here. I want you fucking here. Here, motherfucker. Hey. Get your fucking asshole out of my face. Good. Come on. Lay down. You being cute for the camera? Dude, the fact that an average lifespan of Rottweilers is 10 years, it's kind of heartbreaking, but that's why you gotta spend the most years enjoying this motherfucker. He hasn't even spent a year yet with us. The fact that that bitch used to fit right here, and now he's bigger than Molly. Holy fuck, dude. It's insane. But I love it. I love this motherfucker. He pisses me off sometimes, but it's just more to trade it we gotta do, right? More fucking trade it. Next one. What was it? Oh. Back to Dom. Dude. Hey, sit. Hey. Yeah, sit. Motherfucker. Alright, okay. And for you sick fucks that let dogs lick your mouth or whatever, dude, get a life, huh? Get a fucking life. What are you, a fucking rapt? Oh, no, what is it, a vulture? Ooh, the fucking children eat out the mouth of the fucking mom. And he's gone. want him with some attention. That's fine. You got to give it to him. Ew. I'll tell you what. Them motherfuckers require, hard require attention. Attention like a motherfucker. Like, he literally will whine in front of your face if you don't pet him. They need attention. Like, the first, I'm going to go first fucking 6 months. You got to be on it like a fucking a lieutenant, a army captain, a drill sergeant. You have to be on him at all times. Don't think he's just going to sit on your phone and fucking not do anything and think he's going to come out a perfect dog. No, it don't work like that. You got to be on him 24/7. Turn the fucking TV off, put the phone down, get on the ground, and wrestle with that motherfucker. Because guess what? The more you energize him, the more you wear his ass out, he going to take a nap. He going to take a fucking nap. And guess what? That's when you can do it in your time. Literally, my off days, when he was younger, we wake up, I feed his little ass, I feed his ass, come on, good boy, get your ass out of my face. Get out. Sit. Hey, leave your tail alone. Yes, he does. He still has his tail. He doesn't get his tail back. It's okay though, because it's fucking fluffy. But you gotta be on him. I would feed his ass. Wake up, feed his ass. Oh, and for like the first couple weeks, don't think you're gonna be getting sleep. There's no way. You better put an alarm for every like 2 hours, because he's gonna wake up, start whining and piss anywhere. Hey, come here, Clegane, come here, you're not getting sleep, you're not at all, but it's okay, because it'll be worth it, because he'll figure it out. No, sir. Hey, Clegane. No. Go around. Good. He'll learn. He'll figure it out that whenever it's nighttime, you go to sleep. Like right now. He knows when it's sleeping time. He'll walk around the bed. He'll go see Twit. He'll come to my side. Go to her side again. Come to my side. Lay down. And then he lays down. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the cold floor. And then he goes in his bed. And he knows. And he wakes up early as fuck. Like, he wakes up at like 8. Or like on the weekends when we want to sleep in. But that's what they do. He'll learn. He'll be calm. It's all a work in progress. And now he's trying to go outside. He'll fight it to the last second. But it is what it is, you know? It is what it is. Now, for the interesting part. And I'll drink it with a Bud Light. And before I start this, I'm gonna say, and he knows who I'm talking to. He knows what I'm talking about. And you know, it's like you just throw away something. You just just throw away something. Been there for a good bit. Hold on. You throw away something like that we had. Just like that. Just that easy. Just because alcohol was involved? Or did it show what you really wanted out of being friends with me for 8 years? 7 years? Who you looked up as a big brother that you never had? Well, your mom was fucking useless. Who basically knew everything and anything in and out of you. You know? But I'm not wearing this. So a year ago today, me and Blake stopped being friends. It wasn't his choice. It was my choice. And it was a very hard choice to make. But when you push me to that point, and you probably don't watch them, but if you do watch this, there's no hard feelings. I forgive you. I have no hard feelings against you, but it's just, it's done. There's no other way to say it. It's done. And it's like, I'm not wearing this jersey to be petty about it. No, I'm not like that. You know that. I'm not fucking petty. I'm wearing it, well, for one reason, LSU does play tonight, so why not fucking wear it, you know? But I'm wearing it to just be like, you ruined something that was good. It was good. I don't regret anything. Nothing ever that I did in my life I don't regret. But even though it was a fucked up situation, I still feel bad about it. Like, I still feel bad for doing what I did to you. I feel fucking bad. I shouldn't, but I do. You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, I went to that. No. Because that's not, that is like the furthest thing away that I do. And you know damn well I stay away from all that fighting and shit. That's something I don't do. Last fight I've been in was in fucking kindergarten. I don't do that at all. I'm the funny guy. I'm the talk shit guy. That's what I do. I don't get mad at anybody. I don't get mad at nobody. Nobody sees me at that point. But you pushed me to that point. You pushed me to that point. And that hurt, dude. That hurt. It hurt. So, I'm not going to say your name again. I only said it once. But I'll tell my story from what I remember. And if you don't believe me, okay, fine. But, you know, yes, alcohol was involved. You can blame it on alcohol. Anybody can blame it on alcohol. But still doesn't change the fact that still we haven't talked in a year. A whole year we haven't talked. And so we went to the LSU game. My first LSU, it was going to be my first LSU game. I go with Blake, I go with Johnny, I go with Daniel, I go with my girlfriend, Lacey, Autumn. JB's there too. Started off great fucking day. Great day. Fucking pumped. I'm at my first LSU game, my first LSU tailgate. We started drinking at like fucking 9 a.m. Just fucking rolling. Rolling. And we get to this. We go to the. We start walking around. We find JB. And I'm like, JB, dude. Because we hanging around with a bunch of old fucks right now. In the middle of nowhere. I'm like, JB, I want to see some real fucking shit. You know, show me the real LSU tailgate. So I'm like, alright. Hold up. Right, quick. He goes, follow me, bitch. We go to the fucking thing. Like the big field. And it's just nice. That beer pong, cornhole, everything. I'm like, Johnny, tell these little frat boys, y'all want to lose your money? You know, Johnny, y'all want to lose your fucking money, boy? And then they be like, nah, we're good. I'm like, fuck y'all, pussies. Dude, we want to take some money on the fucking cornhole, dude. But we go there. We walk around more. We come back to the area where we were with his stepdad. And we start getting fucking, that's when the fucking, I think shots came out, more shotgunning came out, jello shots, just everything fucking coming out. And we are fucking, we're pretty drunk. Like, I almost fell asleep on a pole. And so we're like, we went and watched the band already come in. We went and watched the players, all of them come in. So it's time, the game's about to start. Might as well start walking to Tiger Stadium, but we have an ice chest. And when you tailgate, you have to pick up your shit. Blah, blah, blah. You can't just leave it there. So we're like, oh, let's just bring the ice chest back to the car. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Makes no sense to leave this shit there. Because it was my mom's ice chest, I think. Yeah, it was. And like, all right, well, let's just go to the car, and then we'll walk back to the stadium and start watching the game. So, walk back to the car, and his stepdad was fucking trashed. So, he's worried about him. And, you know, I respect that. I would be too, because nobody knew where he went. His friends didn't know where he went. So He asked to borrow my phone because his phone was dead. All right, cool. That's fine. Gave my phone. He calls him. He checks on him. Okay, cool. And I hear, and like, this is not to make you out as a bad guy. This is something for me to get it out. Because people, they don't, people ask me why we stopped being friends. And it gets kind of aggravating because a year later, people still bring it up. Like, dude, it's over. Like, how many more times do you want me to say it? But so the conversation ends. I hear it. I hear him say bye. And I look at the corner of my eye, and he's on my phone like this. So I'm like, no. Took my phone. went to see what he was doing on it. Swiped up. I did the thing where you can go back and see what was going on. And I click on Snapchat because that was the most recent one. And you were 3 out of 4 typed in passcode to get in my eyes only. Like, dude, if you want to see me fucking naked, just fucking ask. You know? Just fucking ask. But we know what he really wanted to see. You know? So I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. And this wasn't the first time. This is the second time. Twice, dude. Twice. So, and like all this is going through my head. This second time confirms that the first time wasn't an accident. Even though I believed you when you said it was an accident. And you know, it sucks, dude. It sucks. So we will keep walking. We get to the car. He tries to hand Johnny a beer. Johnny's like, no, I don't want it. Tries to hand me the beer. And I smack it out of his hand. Because at that point, it's just, it's over. Like, it's done. I couldn't hold it no more. And then I told him, I said, dude, I gave you my phone for one reason and one reason only. That's to call your stepdad and make sure he's all right. That don't mean use it like it's yours. No. That don't mean go under my private shit. Don't do that. That's something you don't fucking do. Especially to a dude who's supposed to be your best man and the godfather of your child, you're going to do that to him? I didn't say all that, but it's that's in context. You don't do that type of shit. And I said, you fake, dude. Like, that's not, you don't do that. And what really hurt is he didn't try to deny it or anything. He just immediately wanted to fight. Like, oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? And like I said, I haven't been in a fight. Like, I can't fight, motherfucker. I can't. I haven't swung in, like, since in kindergarten, dude. Like, that's not what I do. I don't do that type of shit. I don't, like, if you want to try to be the alpha male all the time and all that other shit, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I'm just the funny guy. I don't do any type of shit like that. But I couldn't hold it no more. And I didn't want it. Somebody, it was going to happen, dude. Like, you know, you're cocky. You're a cocky ass dude. That's just the way you are. I honestly blame your dad. That's a cocky motherfucker too. But that's, you know, you're cocky. Some people get cocky. It's all right. It's cool. I would have rather you be the short, funny guy. Because you do say some funny shit. You're funny as fuck. Just be the short, funny guy. That's it. Just be him. You don't have to be try to be the alpha male all the time. It just doesn't work out good. But he started going on and on about what you're going to do. What you're going to do. So I didn't try to do anything. So I just backed up. And then just kept going. And then all of a sudden I just smacked him. Just smacked. I didn't see it coming. Johnny didn't see it coming. He didn't see it coming. Nobody seen it coming. It's because, again, I don't do that type of stuff. It's not me. It was a shock. It was a shock. And he just, like that, he was like, what the fuck? And Johnny just froze. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. Because he thought we were fucking around. But this wasn't games no more. And then I backed up. Because, like, if somebody smacked me like that, yeah, it's game on. Like, Johnny, get the fuck out of me before I smack you. You know, that type of shit. And Johnny got in the middle of us. Because he didn't want nothing to happen. Because, you know, your friends, we don't do this. We don't fight. We don't do that. But if somebody smacked me like that, somebody smacked Johnny like that, it would be over. You know, you want to go at that motherfucker. So after a while, Johnny was like, fuck it, let's go. Let him go. So he let him go. Comes towards me. He runs at me. He tackles me to the ground. He got me in a good headlock. I give him that. I think he hits me like once or twice. Like this. Boom, boom. Because the next day, my jaw did hurt a little bit. Like I was like this. It did hurt a little bit. And then I was like, and he kept screaming at me. Something, I can't remember what it was. Charlie died. What you gonna do now? Or some shit like that. I don't know. But then he goes, I feel his arm getting loose. And I'm like, okay, this is my chance. So I felt it get more loose. I pushed it up, got on top of him. I think I elbowed him like 3 times. And then we started rolling. Johnny said it was fucking hilarious. He said he kind of wanted to laugh. And then Toet wanted to laugh too, but it was the seriousness of the conversation, of the shit happening, that it was, nobody could laugh. He said we were rolling around in the fucking grass. And then we like just had each other, and then he goes, okay, I'm done. I'm like, okay, I'll let you go. Then you swing at me again. Why would you say I'm done if you're just going to swing at me again? Then you missed. Now I started laughing. And then we both got up, and I'm thinking it's over. Like, I'm thinking it's over. I thought it was at just that quick 30 fucking seconds. It's over. You know, just it. Just leave it alone. I get up. I walk around the fucking car. Then I tell Lacey. I was like, yo, it's fucked up. Like, do you not know what just happened? And she's screaming at me. Well, she wasn't screaming at me. I lied. I take that back. She wasn't. But then I'm like, Lacey, this happened. You know? And he comes around. Johnny's in front of him. Comes around. And he gets in my face again. And like, dude, I don't know why you said this. Nobody know. Like, everybody asks me that question, why you said it. I don't know why you said it. But that's something you never say, dude. You never say that shit. You don't. That's a line right here. The line's right here. You went 10 feet above, past the line. You don't say that shit, dude. And for you to say that, probably one of the main reasons why I feel bad, but I don't. Just because you don't do that. He goes, what would you do if I put my hands on your on Twit. I'm like, what? In my head, I'm like, did this dude really just fucking say that? Like, are you high? What's going on here? Like, why would you say that? It made no sense. Like, this was between me and you. It had nothing to do with her. Why would you say that? So it gets a little closer. Johnny's still in front of him. He gets a little closer. And I just launched at him. Just launched at him. I think I hit him 3 times, maybe. I don't know. Because I'm not going to say, oh, I blacked out. No. I remember swinging. I don't remember hitting. But obviously, I hit. Like, I'm not trying to look like a badass. Like, oh, I don't give a fuck. It's not what I do. Again, for the 30th time, it's not what I do. You can take this how you want it, whatever. But I did. I don't remember hitting, but I remember swinging. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, I know. Trust me. I don't fucking know either. And then you wind up being on the ground. Then Lacey, she looked at me and goes, she was crying. And it's probably one of the most reasons why I felt bad, because she was pregnant with a kid. She doesn't need to be around all that. So I 100% apologize for that. For that part. I'm sorry. Shouldn't be in that situation. But, you know, and I looked at her, I said, fuck him. I'm done. Nothing I can do. He did it to himself. You know? And I told Toy to get in the car, and we went home. And that was the end of 7 to 8 years of a friendship. All over just because you wanted to. I shouldn't have to say it. You can figure it out. And again, this is my side. Of course, you know, some people are going to say I'm lying. It was just alcohol. Whatever. Whatever you want to say, dude. I'm not saying you say that. Just because you can tell everybody whatever you want. You can tell people you beat me up. It don't matter. I don't give a fuck. It's just, that's the way it happened in my eyes. I could be wrong, you know? Oh, well. If I am wrong, I'm wrong. I'll admit it. It's not hard to admit you're wrong. But a better apology than the message you sent me would have been better, you know? You didn't even apologize. That was a bunch of horse shit. You know, could have tried better, or you probably didn't give a fuck no more. Who knows? Nobody will ever know, because all I got was a horse shit text message. That's all I got. That's fine. I have no bad blood. None. Like I said, before the thing started, I said I forgive you. I have no hard feelings at all. If we go to events where, like, with Shane and them, who's going to be there? You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Nothing's going to happen. It's okay. But will I come up to you and talk to you? Absolutely not. I have no reason to. You know? I did the best I could to be your big brother. And in the end, You did what you did. Nothing I can do about it. If you do watch this and you make it this far, you know, there it is. There it is. I've been waiting. I waited a year to say this on camera. A whole year to say it on camera. So, sorry to end this episode on a sad note like that, but I had to get it out on camera. On camera, I had to. And I'm not doing this, like I said in the beginning of the fucking thing, before I even said anything. I'm not saying this to make you the bad guy. I'm saying this to just get it off. Just to get past it. Just to get over it. You know? It's been a fucking year. That's it. I'm not talking about it no more. It's over. And hey, you never know what happens in the future. You never know. We won't be how we was before if anything ever happens between us. We won't be how we was from before. Absolutely not. There's no way. But could there be like a handshake or a dap off, fist bump every now and then? At little events, sure. I'm not one of those guys that hold grudges forever. I'm not a fucking pussy. I don't hold grudges. But it'll never be the same. It'll never be the same. So that's the truth. That's Austin's truth. You can have what. Take it how you want. But this is Your Hands Empty. It's my first time drinking Truly on the show. So shout out to fucking Truly. Hard seltzer. What's going on? Why hard seltzer? Why can't it be soft? Oh wait, because we like it soft. So we drank a Truly, we drank a Michelob, and then the show off with my favorite Busch Light. Another episode down. This is Your Hands.